Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Ben Winder, and today is December 11th. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is, "Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending." And today is the second stanza, where it says, "Every eye shall now behold Him, robed in splendor's majesty. Those who set at naught and sold Him, pierced and nailed Him to the tree. Deeply welling, shall the true Messiah see." Our scripture today comes first from Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, through chapter 13, verse 1. "And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be as great as the weeping of Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves. The clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives. On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity." And now, the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 16 through 37. "Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him with two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.' Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, 'Do not write 'The King of the Jews,' but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews.' Pilate answered, 'What I have written, I have written.' When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. 'Let's not tear it,' they said to one another. 'Let's decide by lot who will get it.' This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, 'They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.' So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, 'Woman, here is your son.' And to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now, it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it was given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happened so the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. The liturgical season of Advent is sometimes called Little Lent, because while it is shorter than the season of Lent, it is in like manner intended to draw us toward repentance. The shared liturgical color of purple is to remind us not only of Christ's royal character, but also our need for contrition and penitence. Even as we begin our many celebrations in this season and rejoice together at Christ's coming and his coming again, we should not lose sight of the cause which necessitated God's very enfleshment as human like us and his coming again to consummate his reign. It was and is our sin. If we are to be as serious about our sinfulness as God is, it will drive us to a despair so deep it can only be sufficiently met by the grace of God in Christ Jesus. True and deep reflection upon where sin has taken us, both the whole of humankind and each individual, and upon the love of God in Christ Jesus displayed in his sacrificial atoning death, will invariably lead us to the kind of lament which is represented both in today's carol verse and in Zechariah's prophecy. Deeply welling, shall the true Messiah see. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be as great as the weeping of Hadad-Rimon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn. As we celebrate Christ's coming, and the good news it is, let us also mourn at our own sinfulness that necessitated it. Let us also remember our sinfulness was outdone only by God's love, and mourn too what God's love for us cost Christ Jesus our Lord. Behold him, mourn, and rejoice, for that is what this little Lent of Advent invites us to do.